This piece was brought to you by TechServe, techserve.com, heritageradionetwork.org.
Business.
What do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving? Do you picture your family crowded around a big table with a giant spread of food? Or do you like to go to a restaurant with loved ones and skip the cooking and the cleaning? What about after the meal? Do you go to bed early, stuffed with tryptophan-laden turkey and mashed potatoes? Or do you go out and hit the stores, motivated to score the best deals? More and more these days, Thanksgiving has become synonymous with shopping. While Black Friday is a term that's been in use since 1961, it's Thursday nights that have become the new black. Last year, big retailers including Toys R Us, Target, Walmart, Sears, and Kmart all opened their doors to shoppers on the evening of Thanksgiving itself. This year, Macy's, famously associated for hosting the Thanksgiving parade, will be joining the ranks of stores open for business come 8 p.m. Thursday night. When asked why, for the first time in history, is Macy's flipping the bird for its shoppers, Media Relations Director of Macy's, Julie Strider, responded, quote, "We are opening at 8 p.m. on Thanksgiving because customers tell us they are interested in shopping on Thanksgiving evening, a time when most Thanksgiving celebrations have concluded. When we opened Macy's at 12 midnight last year, we had large crowds of customers waiting at the door, many carrying shopping bags from already having been at other stores," end quote. Ms. Strider also noted that a recent survey by the National Retail Federation shows that 33 million Americans plan to shop on Thanksgiving Day. Working at a restaurant on Thanksgiving can be very frustrating, but restaurants are at least able to reward their servers with special holiday food from that evening's menu. Doug Crowell, owner of Buttermilk Channel in Carroll Gardens, Brooklyn, is staying open on Thanksgiving for the first time ever. He explains what he'll be doing with his staff that evening.
We haven't made our tradition yet, so I think we have to figure that out. I think I might like to sit down with everyone afterwards, and if we're not sick of looking at turkey, have a really nice meal. I'd love to do it before, but it's difficult to get everyone like, in early enough as it is. I think we should celebrate later, before we're going to eat pizza, but I would like to sit down with everyone afterwards.
Stanton Social, a popular restaurant in Manhattan's Lower East Side, helmed by Chef Chris Santos, has always been open on Thanksgiving, serving specials like butternut squash dumplings and turkey and cranberry sliders. General Manager Anthony Serenese talks about what happens at the restaurant when the customers have gone home.
We do like to make it a priority that our family feels like our staff, our servers, our bussers, our runners, everybody from the dishwashers to the hosts, everybody really get to enjoy their holiday with their friends that they work with every day. You know, we share so much time together. So, you know, this year we'll be rolling out after we get everybody taken care of in our dining room. We'll put down a big spread on a gigantic table for all our staff members. We'll pop some bottles of champagne for them so they feel really appreciated and have a glass of wine, some turkey, and celebrate with our family here at the restaurant.
We hope that you are well compensated, well appreciated, and most importantly, well fed. I'm Sari Kamen for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. The song used in this piece is All Nighter by Morph Ground. Thanks for listening.